News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
We are joined by the new Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien. Minister, first of all, congratulations on your
Thanks
appointment.
Thank you very much, Shane.
Listen, just before we get into the meat of housing, and I'm sorry, I'm throwing this at you without preparing for you in advance, but I am conscious you are from a constituency that has the airport, basically. Do you have a view on this? I know the government will make a decision in the coming weeks on these green zones or whatever, where you can potentially fight. What's your take? Because Tony Holohan seems to be saying a slightly different thing from the government. He seemed to be saying, don't go on holidays, basically, this year abroad.
Yeah, probably not quite, but close enough to it. And of course, it's a concern. Obviously, look, we respect everything that the Chief Medical Officer has been doing, and government will take his advice on board. At the end of the day, whilst taking that advice on board, government has to make decisions. So at Cabinet yesterday, we're looking to put together what's been called the green list, and that will be put together of countries where you know people may travel to. There is a problem though with that. If you look at Portugal 3 weeks ago, Portugal was doing better than us. Big change now. So you produce a green list, Shane, and then it changes. Then what do you do? Now, the point that Andrea was making earlier on, and others indeed yourself, about Montenegro and other countries, there is an issue with the airlines, certainly, and refunds for passengers. And, you know, a lot of people have taken vouchers and got an uplift on them for hopefully when things really do settle down. But it is a balance because, like, aviation is a really important sector for our country. I say that as someone who's, you know, sitting 5 miles from the airport here. We've 20,000 direct jobs in the airport, and it supports 115,000 indirect jobs. It's actually Dublin Airport accounts for about 3% of GNP per annum. That's how important the airport is, and we're down 98% in travel. I think the job of government, though, to do is to make sure that we maintain and protect those jobs through the pandemic. And then when we come out the other end is to make sure that the sector is robust enough to be able to recover. And that's going to feed into the job stimulus, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a minute. Anyway, the July stimulus on that. It's a tough one. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I've many, many friends and constituents of mine who've lost their jobs or are on furlough at the moment. We've had issues with CityJet that you guys have covered, Aer Lingus jobs, Ryanair jobs, and aviation is probably the hardest hit. Second to that, then hospitality, which there is some good news, obviously, with the reopening yesterday slowly of our restaurants, bars, and hotels.
Okay. I do want to get to housing, but just briefly,
yeah, sure.
There does seem to be a slight conflict between what Tony Holohan is saying and what you and government are saying.
I genuinely don't think so. Cabinet, it was our second meeting as a new government yesterday. Our new Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, will also be responsible for that. So, no, I don't think so. I think, in fairness, that, you know, everyone respects the job that a medical profession are doing and that the Chief Medical Officer has been doing. So we take his advice very seriously. Over the coming days, that will become a little bit clearer. And we do need clarity in that. I agree completely.
OK, I am conscious you're only a couple of days in the job as well, to be fair to you guys. OK, let's talk housing. The mission Housing for All is what the chapter in the programme for government is called. There's loads in there. 50,000 units you're looking to build, social housing units. I'm curious the makeup of that, because traditionally we've built three bedroom semis when we've built council houses, they used to be called in Ireland. But 40% of people I understand on the housing list are single at the moment.
Single people, yeah.
Yeah. Do we know what kind of units you were building? What will the makeup be of those 50,000? Do we know that at this stage?
Well, we do, okay, but I think firstly to say we're saying, you know, it's a minimum of 50,000 units. We are ambitious for this. I think you'll also see in the programme that there, after 50,000, there's a comma which says with an emphasis on new builds. What I really want to do as minister is, of course, we've long-term leasing and we've turnkey and purchase and that type of thing, but is to ramp up the delivery at our local authority level, building local authority homes on public land. So, 40% of the people on our housing list are single people. There's a massive need for that. If you look at those who are homeless as well, there's a sizable proportion of them are single people looking for, you know, one-bedroom apartments and that, and we've really got to focus on it. Actually, I was in the Customs House most of the day yesterday in the department discussing this very issue. So we're going to work that through. What I need to make sure is that delivery of social housing isn't impacted as badly as private housing is this year. The lockdown has affected construction, Shane. There's no question about that. It's not only the shutdown itself, but the change in work practices. So from talking to the sector, it looks like our housing completions this year, where we were on track for about 25,000 or more, public and private, will be less than 14,000.
Yeah.
So that's an impact of COVID. So we need to get to grips with that. Now, in fairness, the sector are and have always shown that, you know, they change, they bend with work practices, and they're adaptable. And we did get social housing back up and running quicker. So I'll obviously over the next week or so be meeting all the chief executives of the 31 local authorities across the country. I've already started that to make sure that we're really focused on making a significant effort in that area. And then the other really important piece, but I do want to say this, is the delivery of an affordable purchase scheme for working people. It's been a big issue you guys have been covering.
It was my next question.
The issue
of affordability, because, look, it's there. You put affordability at the heart of the housing system is what your mission statement is. I suppose that lots of people listening this morning will be saying, I think I should be in that category.
Yeah.
Who's entitled to affordable housing, I suppose, is the question.
Well, in the last Dáil, this was debated up and down, and actually I brought a motion to Dáil Éireann that happened to be defeated, but to re-establish the affordable housing scheme that had been in place under the 2009 Act. But what that did lead to was the legal scheme getting back on the statute books, effectively. So we're working on the criteria now at the moment. Actually, one of my meetings this morning with officials is on that very thing. Really, look, you know it, and we all know it, there's a whole lot of people who are stuck in a rip-off rental trap or living with their folks into their late 20s and 30s and saving as much as they can to be able to try to get that mortgage, which continues to elude them. So our scheme will be on a shared equity basis where the state will take an equity in the house as well. It will be a major focus of building affordable homes, firstly on state-owned land where the state will subsume the cost of that land. So you will be looking at house prices in the region of 160, 180 to 230, 250 on a shared equity basis. It's been done before very successfully, actually, in Ireland. Even in the 2000s, about 16,000 families got their homes through affordable purchase. And that'll be one mode of it. And it's to give hope to that generation who feel like, when am I ever going to be able to get a home? I may be above the social housing limits, but not earning enough to actually get a mortgage. But really, affordability is the key. It's to try to get affordability into the market, and I want that in the private market too, that we can, that people will look at it and say, well, the Irish market is affordable, so in 10-15 years you won't need a scheme to drive affordability. That will become part of the market. And coupled with that then is the cost rental or affordable rental model, which we need to bring in a national scheme on. There isn't one at the moment. A pilot was announced by the government way back in 2015, so there's one group of homes coming on online in Enniskerry Road or apartments, but we need to have a national scheme, and our colleagues in government, the Greens and Fine Gael, have been pushing on that also. So there's a lot to do,
As low as 160,000 euros, you're saying, price-wise?
Yeah, you're looking at, in the region of that. So that's what I would be looking at. And just so you know what it's based on as well, it's based on research that we've done directly with the Department of Housing. When I was opposition spokesperson on this, so the prices and the costings and the scheme itself is backed up independently.
Okay.
So yeah, that's a big focus for us.
All right, Minister. Just before you go, I just want to ask you about these reports over the last day or two about tighter rules for mortgage seekers, particularly those who are in receipt of COVID era wage subsidies. I'm curious, the state's Rebuilding Ireland's home loans. Are they imposing a pause on mortgage applicants who are on the wage subsidy scheme or who are getting the pandemic unemployment payment? Banks are obviously doing it.
It is an issue. People have been raising this with me a number of weeks ago. I actually tabled parliamentary questions about it in advance of being appointed minister. And I know my colleague, Minister Michael McGrath, has also been talking publicly on this yesterday, because a lot of people who've been issued mortgage approvals whose net take-home pay hasn't changed, but their employer may be in the employer wage subsidy scheme, have actually had their mortgage approvals effectively paused. I don't know at this stage whether Rebuilding Ireland's loans are affected by that. I'll make sure that they're not. that is something I'll be pursuing. I haven't had any complaints about any Rebuilding Ireland mortgage application being paused. If people do have any instances, do bring them to me. But it's something that I'll be talking with my officials about
fair
today
answer.
To get clarity on it.
And on the banks themselves, like, there is an argument. We've heard banking experts put this argument saying, look, it's okay. We criticise banks in the past for being reckless. They're being prudent now, and that's fair enough that they're being prudent.
Yeah, I think it's the blanket nature of it, to be honest with you. That's really the issue. That I understand financial underwriting and why it's important and that. And when someone gets a mortgage offer, that it is contingent on circumstances not changing. However, you know, I think what isn't being done by the banks and the anecdotal evidence I have is they're not looking at specifically at each case.
Okay.
So they're not looking at the employer and those type of things. It's been a blanket approach. That's the issue. So we're going to do our best to grapple with that and to resolve it.
Okay. Dara O'Brien, new Housing Minister, we wish you well in your new role. Thanks indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.